Hi there, we really hope you enjoy this teaching from the Message Trust. To find out more about all the exciting things we're doing, check out our website, message.org.uk.
A very good evening to all of you. We're going to teach you how to say amen like a Zulu. You know, many of us say amen, brother, and the devil takes no notice of us. But when we say amen like a Zulu, the devil takes a few steps back. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, my daughter.
Amen.
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 You've got to get a bit more aggressive. This is very quiet on the side. 1, 2, 3. Amen.
Amen.
The ladies are doing better than you. Amen.
Amen.
It's so good to be with you. Let's just pray. Father, I just want to say thank you for what's happening here today. Lord Jesus, yet again, through the power of your Holy Spirit, you've changed my life. You've opened my eyes to hope for this nation of ours. And Father, it happened in the prison. And Lord, why shouldn't it? Father God, I pray that you'd watch over the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts. For we ask it in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. I will get it right by the end of the night. My wife Jill sends her love to you. I try to tell her what happened today, and I'll have to go home and sit with her and have a nice cup of tea. About 12:30 tomorrow, I'll be at home. And I'm going to go and sit underneath a tree in front of our little house, the same house you saw on Faith Like Potatoes. And we're going to have a cup of tea, and I'm going to tell you all the good things. I just want to introduce Clive Tedder. Clive, can you stand up? He's one of my spiritual sons. Can you just give him a big clap? And he goes with me wherever I go. I never go alone. There's a word there for some of the preachers. Gentlemen, doesn't matter how old you are, doesn't matter how ugly you are, don't go on your own. 2 by 2, that's what Jesus said. And so I don't go anywhere on my own, anywhere. And I'm a grandfather, I've got 10 grandchildren. I want to keep to the point. I want to speak to you tonight about making decisions. Okay, it's up to you tonight to choose how you are going to live the rest of your life. Is that right, Graham? And it's not about the government, it's not about politics, it's not about what's happening in the universities, it's not what's happening maybe in your family. Maybe you've got some sickness, illness in your family. The decisions we make tonight is because of our relationship with Jesus Christ. Can I have an amen, please?
Amen!
Amen.
Amen.
I want to thank God for Tim and Laura and the message team. I've met some wonderful people here today, Andy Hawthorne and his lovely wife, Michelle. And I've met, where is Carl? Is he here? Carl, yes. Carl started up a massive men's movement in Great Britain. Where are you, Carl? I can't see you, but you can see me. And I want to say to you tonight, and I'm going to be very short because it's a long program. I want to say tonight we need to make decisions. Ladies and gentlemen, I made a decision on the 18th of February, 1979, in a little Methodist church in Greytown. And you know something? The Reverend Tom Parker was the minister in that church just after that time. His daughter is sitting here tonight, and it just brought a lump to my throat. You know, God is moving, okay? But you need to make a decision tonight. Now, I've just read a book. I came back from Israel in December, and I went into the old city, and I went into a Jewish bookshop, and I bought a book. And it's called Heroic Children. I love children. As I'm getting older, I really have a rapport with children. And those guys that are more my age group, there's not too many here that are 80 tonight. I'm not 80 either, but apparently I look like I'm 80. That's all right. These aren't wrinkles. These are war maps. Got that out of a Western movie. That's what Clint Eastwood said. But I want to tell you something now. Children are very special to me. They make me laugh. They make me cry. I've got a little grandson. He's 12 months old. And I'm Kulu, by the way. And my wife's name is Gorko. Because they've got grannies and granddads and opas and omas. But Ek is a Kulu. Okay? Not Baba. Baba's father. Kulu's grandfather. Okay? And in the Zulu culture, that's the highest level you can get to, madam. It's higher than Inkos or anything else. Kulu. I think we're called Madiba. Kulu, if I remember correctly, because he was a Kulu. Father, I want to tell you that when children touch me, they change me. You won't see me walk past a child, madam. You might see me walk past a big man, a famous man or woman, not a child. And when I go down the shopping mall, and I'm getting emotional here now already, you know, I see a little boy coming up, and he's got his Bible, and he's got a pen, and he's got his cell phone. I know what he wants to do. He knows. His face is red. He's too shy. He doesn't want to speak to Kulu. And all the pious Pharisees are walking past. Say, son, do you want me to sign your Bible? Yes, please. Would you like to take a photograph? Yes, please. And I stand in the middle of the mall, and we get our photograph taken, and I see some of the Pharisees walking past saying, where's the humility? Who does he think he is, a film star? I could care less what you think of me, as long as that little boy never forgets that Jesus Christ is his Lord and Savior. We need to make decisions. I bought this book in that old bookshop. It's called Heroic Children. And in that book, and I just want to share very briefly with you tonight, there's a man there, a psychiatrist, and he's talking about the concentration camps in 1939 to 45. 1.5 million children were murdered. Went through the gas chambers and through the ovens. 1.5 million. Little boys and girls like this. But some of them survived. And this is what touched me. And this is what I want to leave with you tonight. You need to make a decision in this place tonight, madam, sir. Which way are you going? Are you going to start speaking life or death? Some of us are so negative, the devil's got no work to do. This country is not finished. This country is in dire straits. I've got my feet on the ground. I've got my cowboy boots on. I'm telling you, in trouble. But nothing that God can't sort out. This morning, God spoke to me through these young men in the prison. I saw life. I saw fire in their eyes. I saw a young man who said, when we get out of here, we're going to change this nation for Jesus Christ. Can we have a clap, please? That's right. That's right. And what this man said, because he studied this, he said, these little children made a decision. See? And this was the decision. He said, he realizes the human being, you can take away his food. You can take away his sleep. You can degrade him to such an extent where he's not allowed to call his friend by a name, but has to call him by a number. You can absolutely break the human being down to nothing. But there's one thing you will never take away from a human being. And that is to prevent the human being from making a choice. Now, these little kids chose to live. The story of 9 children. And I want to tell you, they made it right through that Holocaust. One of them is a multimillionaire in New York today. Another one is a top pediatrician. That's a child doctor in Canada. Another one who lives in Johannesburg, this lady, is one of the top violinists in the world. And so on and so forth. They were not broken. They did not allow society or circumstances to break them. I want to say to you today, I'm talking to the preachers in the house as well. Our circumstances must not determine our relationship with Jesus. Can I have an amen? In Zulu we say, Noma kanjan. Noma kanjan ngizolandela uJesu. Come what may, doesn't matter what's happening, I'm going to follow Jesus. Paul said, for me to live is Christ and to die is but gain. You cannot frighten a Christian with heaven. If you live for Jesus. If you die, you go home, madam. It's a decision that you're going to make tonight. We have to make decisions. Your attitude determines your altitude. I said that this morning. I want to say something else. I wasn't very good at algebra at school because I never did algebra. Because I never got that far. I was in the P stream. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, L. What comes after L? M-N-O-P. I was in the production stream. So we never did algebra. I want to leave this with you. D equals S plus M. Okay? D stands for depression. Depression equals suffering plus meaninglessness. Now, if you've got no meaning in your life tonight, you're in trouble. Because I've got news for you. All of us in this place are going to suffer. In fact, we are suffering, many of us, right now. That's a given. You see, we're not here to tickle your ears. We're here to tell you the truth. You can go to Australia. You can go to New Zealand. You can go to America. I've been there. You can go back to Israel. I've been there too. You can go to Britain. There's men that are standing here tonight that will tell you. We've got problems. People are suffering. Jesus said, man, I love him so much. Eh? Every time I say that, man, something happens in my spirit. Jesus said, in John chapter 16, verse 33, I've told you these things. In me, you will have peace. Shalom. Ukutula. Frieda. In this world, you will have tribulation. Jesus said that. But take heart. I've overcome the world. Now, tonight, we need to make a decision. You see, if you are suffering with no meaning, sir, that's what leads to suicide. Because there's no point in going on. If I'm suffering for nothing, why carry on? Let's put an end to it. And you'll hear some of these young people singing. That's why I love Jabulani and his team. He's my son, by the way. That young Zulu that was doing backflips here is my son. Oh, yes. He came to me as a baby. He's my boy. So proud of him. Jabulani, I love you, my boy. Give him a clap and his team. Okay, so I can't see your hand, sir. So you better put it up high when we've got 5 minutes left. Okay, I'm not going over tonight. I promise you. I promise you. He said to me, if I'm late tonight, he's not going to take me to the airport tomorrow. And I'm not missing that silver bird for no one. Because you might be a very bonny bunch, but you don't look nothing like my wife. Amen. Amen. Inipo. Don't interrupt me, man. Where was I? You know, folks, on a serious note, if you've got nothing to get up for in the morning, you've got nothing to live for, and you're suffering, that's when you give up and you die. Those little children stuck together, and they took each day, and they lived for each other, and they got through that thing. We're going to get through it in South Africa, and it's not going to be Die Boer maak 'n plan, because not one of my plans ever worked. Okay, the farmer makes a plan. It doesn't work. It's God's plan. As I talk to you now, we're going through the most horrific drought in 200 years. But you know something? It's going to rain. You know something, young lady? Every drought ends up with rain. Did you know that? Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. Every drought ends with rain. On a serious note, it's time for us to stand up in South Africa, to call sin by its name. It's time for us to stand up and acknowledge Jesus Christ. Why I love the message is because this is not just a good work that they're doing. They are proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. It's not about good work. It's about faith in the Son of God. You see, when we stand before Jesus one day, he's not going to ask you about the good works. He's going to ask you, do you know me? You see, Paul said, oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection. The fellowship of his suffering. You know, I used to have a big yellow truck, a 20-ton Mercedes-Benz. We took Bibles, clothes, and food into Africa. We went to unreached people groups. You know, they never wanted the clothes, madam, and they were standing in rags. They never wanted the food, and they were skinny. But they wanted this book. How is that? It's because God has put eternity into the heart of every man. So what I love about the message and I love about this organization, these young men here want Jesus. It's Jesus that sets you free. But Jesus says you need to make a decision tonight. And I'm just about done. I want to ask you to make a decision tonight. What decision, Angus? To go after God. You see, revival, according to John Wesley, is a people saturated with God. I would like to submit to you tonight, if your faith is costing you nothing, it's worth nothing. When you start preaching the truth, you don't become popular, let me tell you. See, sir, I'm not worried about whether you like me or not. What's important for me is that you respect me, even if you don't agree with me. Can I have a amen? Jesus says, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He says, I'd rather you be ice cold than lukewarm. But when you're red hot, I can use you. My life was transformed this morning when these boys from the message took me to a prison. I didn't know what to expect. I'm telling you what, you guys, you blessed me, man, out of my socks. And not all of those guys were on fire, but I tell you what, by the end, we were dancing for Jesus. And it was nothing to do about promising or handouts or anything. It's about introducing them to Christ. Preston woke me up the other night, 9:30 at night. Man, I've been sleeping for 3 hours. But I get up in the morning when Preston's still sleeping. We got on the radio and we started having a chat. It was wonderful. It's like iron sharpening iron. Ladies and gentlemen, how is it with you? You see, with me, I've put the things of this world behind me. I've given my farms away. I had 3 farms. 3. Gave them to my sons. Gave them the title deeds. Gave them the checkbooks. And I gave them the debt. Come on, let's give the Lord a clap. That's why I'm free. I'm a squatter. I don't own anything in this land, but they can't chuck me off that farm because I've been there longer than 3 months. Whoa, hallelujah. That was nasty. I want to tell you tonight, if Jesus Christ is not the most important person in your life, we've got 5, 3. Jeez, we're down to 3 minutes. If Jesus Christ is not the most important person in your life, you're not going to make it. You see, Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, he said, serve you tonight the God you want to serve. He said, but as for me, my house, we will serve the Lord. What about you tonight? I think this is a very appropriate time, if I may, sir. I think it's an appropriate time for us to solidify our stand for Jesus. I think this is a good night tonight, like Joshua said. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Oh, Angus, I gave my life to the Lord in 1965. Well done. But what have you done with it since then? That's the question. You see, Titus 1:16 says, they say they love God, but by their actions, they deny Him. Now, why don't we say tonight, Lord, they're going to know me. Not by my good works, but by who I've decided to follow with all of my heart. I've never been so excited about South Africa as I think we're on the brink of a revival. Because there's no other hope for us. Christians are praying everywhere. The hotter the fire. Oh man, hallelujah. I mean, like a fire to sift the dross from the pure gold. So if you want to pray that prayer with me, can you stand up to your feet right now, please? I'm going to pray a simple prayer, then I'm handing over to our MCs. I want to tell you, I love you very much. I love Cape Town. I'm coming back very soon. On Sunday, I was in the Northwest Province, very close to Botswana border. Those farmers are suffering, sir. We had 10,000 people there, the first mighty men in the Northwest Province. 10,000 people are ready. But they want the truth, madam. They don't want fancy stories. They're sick and tired of theology. They want reality. Tell your children the truth. Tell your children what the Bible says about sex before marriage. Tell your children what the Bible says about abortion and same-sex marriage. Tell your children. But Angus, I might go to jail. That's right. Paul went to jail as well. I might go to jail as well. But at least I want to go to jail for a cause. I'm not here to save my skin. I'm here to be an ambassador, to bring a message. The message, there it is, the message. The message is quite simple. Jesus Christ is Lord. That's the message. There is no other message. There never was another message. Jesus saved me, not an organization. He's a person. He's my best friend. Can we pray? And I want you to pray loud, please, because I want the devil to hear this. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for putting us in this beloved country of South Africa. Oh God, Use me to change this nation. I make a decision tonight. I choose tonight to serve you and you alone. I will serve no other gods. I promise, Lord, that I will go home tonight. I will put my house in order. I will rectify my marriage. I will love my children. I will pay my workers a fair day's pay. For a fair day's work. I will work hard for my employers. And I will pray for the government. I thank you, Lord, for the ambassadors of Jesus Christ that are sitting in Parliament. And we pray for them tonight. I thank you, Lord, for the message for this organization. And I thank you, Jesus, for nothing less than Holy Ghost revival starting in my life and spreading right through the nation. And all God's people said, amen.
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 I love you so much. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out message.org.uk to find out how you can support or even get involved with one of our teams.